additional business to discuss, but before we do that, why don't we refer back to our public hearings and get them taken care of, okay? Our first public hearing was subdivision 2021-29 Deer Creek. Mr. Hopkins, what's your pleasure on Deer Creek?
Discuss it a little bit.
Take a little more time to, yeah, discuss, yeah.
One of the opposition made the comment that 1,200 square foot houses will only fit on 3/4 acre. That's far from the truth.
Oh, as far as how, yeah, yeah.
Not that he meant to distort the truth. As a builder, I can tell you can put a bigger house than 1,200 square feet on it. What has been done in the past in developments without sewer and water for fire suppression?
You know,
is that up to the fire department?
Yeah, that's going to be the fire marshal.
The answer to the question is a tanker truck. I mean, that's how they get.
Or pump from somewhere, right.
To a place.
We have that all over Sussex County.
Yeah, so we have no regulation on that. That's what I thought, but it was raised, so.
Going to bring the point to this.
Yeah, I wanted to get up to speed on it. That's all.
Anything else?
Holly, you have any thoughts?
I really would like to see them take out either the left side or the right side and make that an emergency access. And I think the right side would work better for them because of the wetland or the wet, so. But, okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2021-29 Deer Creek, I move to defer for further consideration.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-29 Deer Creek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2300 MRBP LLC.
Okay, I'm going to pick this one up for Commissioner Wingate.
Okay.
Since I've been on the commission, we've approved at least 3 borrow pits, but was there residences as close as these?
I mean, I don't want to answer that specifically. There were probably residences as close as these, but whether there was as many residences as close as these.
That's what I was wondering.
I mean, there are separation requirements from, if I remember right, from houses and, you know, and the boundary for the borrow pits.
Isn't it 100-foot buffer?
I'd have to go back and look. There's a buffer, but I feel like there's a separation besides.
I think it's 100 feet.
It's 100 for the nearest dwelling. If I can look it up.
Well, and I think the one gentleman who was there on the corner that gave us a photograph of the view, I mean, he's got a point, I think, there certainly, but we can fix that with conditions.
Yes.
You know, we can I think, provide some protection for him.
Well, when we think about how
200 feet.
An application affects neighboring property, I wouldn't want to hear that diesel dredge 24/7.
No, and I think that's something that you know, we can address that perhaps too. I mean, I get that. You know anything about that, Kelly?
Well, I know when Kenny was in here, on the one in Bridgeville, he was going to be using an electric dredge.
Really?
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah, that's right. That's he did say that. He did say, well, you know what? That could be. I mean, I don't know.
A requirement.
Can we
are they trying to put two or three buckets of something in a one bucket?
I can assure you.
Another 10 pounds of sugar in a 5 pound bag, yeah, kind of thing.
Like, it's I don't know. I'm a little concerned that there's all this stuff going on right around the edge of the border.
Well, what is very different about this is the soccer fields and the presence of the kids. I don't think there's any other situation like that anywhere on any of our other.
And also, like the the guy that owns the lot, I mean, there's a few of them, the one guy owns a lot for the next 10 years, you know, right in his backyard, he'll be seeing the dirt pit operation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that kind of thing we can probably try to address, but what you're not going to address is, you know, the soccer fields there with kids and that probably concerns me.
Well, your point is completely, I mean, understated. It's an attraction. I know one kid, you know, about 50 years ago that would have figured out how to get in that pit.
Somebody you might know.
Or if there was a fence there, it'd have been more attractive.
Or something that had a steering wheel on it.
Oh, man.
But anyway, yeah. So, I mean, that's, I'm a little concerned about that, too. So maybe we should take a little bit more time and think about that.
Yeah.
Just real quick, Mr. Mears, before you go, Mr. Whitehouse and I were looking at the distance requirements. It's a landscaped, unexcavated buffer strip of open space, a minimum distance of 100 feet from any street lines, and a distance of 50 feet from all property lines, and then the borrow pit shall be at least 200 feet from any dwelling on property of other ownership.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Perfect. That should ease that gentleman's concern.
It's 200 feet, so the edge of the borrow pit has to be 200 feet from a dwelling. So,
and that 200 feet could also be it could also include the buffer piece.
Yeah, it's the edge of the pit to the, so the buffer would be within that 200 feet, you know. So,
Vince, did you hear Commissioner Hopkins mention a borrow pit using an electric dredge?
I heard him say
that. Is it possible to do a condition where if it's diesel, it's X amount of hours a day?
So, we've dealt with it different ways, like in some of them where they're out in the middle of nowhere, we just don't even condition it. Some of them we say the trucking is only a certain amount of time, but I think this was one with Melvin Joseph or Kenny, where the dredge can run a greater amount of time. I mean, one of them I think even said it runs 24 hours, you know, so you could do it any number of ways. You could limit the hours of the dredge, or say if it's electric, you know, whatever. So
I think if we do make a motion to approve, we limit it if it's diesel.
The other thing Kenny was saying was that the
well, be careful. I don't want to get too much on the record.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
trying to compare it to the standard. Yeah. The whole backup alarm.
We've had that.
Probably being specific about the type of backup alarm.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, it just doesn't, you know the difference, Holly? I mean, he was saying that it's more focused as opposed to just being, you know, really wide. You know, you really only hear it if you're behind it, generally speaking, as opposed to most all backup alarms in general, you hear it the same all the way around.
That's good stuff.
Because, you know, you think about these folks that have these houses right there.
You do wonder about the trucks beating up the street, too. You know, I mean,
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to defer CU 2300 MR BP LLC for further consideration.
Second. Moved and seconded to the defer action on the conditional use number 2300 MRBP LLC. When we do a deferral, we don't have to call the roll.
Unless for somebody wants to vote the other way.
Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Carried.
Explanation thing has really got you.
It's been hard. It's been hard going, hasn't it?
Train that old dog.
I know. It's tough. Okay, our next public hearing is conditional use number 2301, Jason Tedesco.
Anybody have anything else on this?
I think it's.
We just have kind of standard conditions on that.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2301, Jason Tedesco, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
We moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2301, Jason Tedesco. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is conditional use 2303, Antonia Lopez Lopez. This one bothers me.
Yeah.
It's in a
completely
residential area.
You want to help everybody become an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But this one just gives, I just think this one could be really haunt us.
Yeah. Well, and they're not living there.
You got the trash cans and the flies.
Yeah, we've been creating a problem for folks that, And I think that, you know, he probably sees the traffic that's on that road now and thinking, you know, I mean, I get how he arrived at wanting to do this, but I'm just not sure it's in the right place. And there really aren't any other conditional uses or commercial uses any within a mile of this, probably.
Not on Jersey Road.
Not on Jersey Road. There's properties that back up.
I believe there's one within a mile, but it's a doctor's office.
Okay. All right.
Well, a food truck that doesn't move, is that really a food truck or a
restaurant?
Yeah,
and that's the other thing, yeah. When I was having a little trouble understanding, does the truck come and go, or the truck stays there all the time, or...
Oh my goodness, you know. Permanent.
I just don't think this can happen in a residential area like that.
I agree.
Do we need a time to prepare a motion?
I would prefer you do it.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, I'm going to defer for further consideration to CU 2303 Antonio Lopez Lopez.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2303 Antonio Lopez Lopez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is conditional use number 1961 Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC.
I'll take that one. Okay. There's no more discussion. Mr. Chair, with regards to change of zone number 1961 Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1961 Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was an ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, by amending Section 115-7.1 large scale uses to clarify how floor area is calculated.
Motion to approve.
Yeah,
second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the ordinance to amend the Sussex County Code Chapter 115 to clarify how floor area is calculated. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. I think just if you all want to just give reasons, it just clarifies an inconsistency in
right.
the code.
There
so
you go.
Council's got something.
Okay, good. I heard Mr. Hopkins say that.
Yes, and I concur with council's comment.
All right.
Yes, and I concur with our fine council's comment.
That was Mr. Hopkins' council.
And
there is opinion of his explanation.
Chairman votes yes and concurs with everyone.
There we go.
So, motion passes 4-0. There you go. You can hand that on up to the next group.
We'll keep going.
Okay, we have a discussion relating to rules of procedure.
So this will be short and sweet.